We have in studio with us from Heartbeat of Toledo, Corey Payne and Leanne Beach, here to talk about their annual fundraising banquet. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, and, good to be here.
Corey, it's been a while. You actually used to be in the studio on our side of the thing here.
That's right.
The DJ here.
Yeah, about 10 years ago I worked here and did a lot of the Friday night house parties and all that stuff. And actually had a little stint as Crazy Cupid, too, if people remember
that.
Yeah, you were one of us.
I've managed to avoid that.
I know. How do we? Could you be the perfect for that?
No, I had another job. And I couldn't get away. Sorry, always scheduling conflicts. And I don't know.
And I had to do it. And that was the hardest thing for me to do, being so as shy as I am. But we got through it. It was fun.
But it's good to have you guys in with us. First of all, tell us about Heartbeat of Toledo and the work that you do.
Yeah. So Heartbeat of Toledo, we have served our community since 1971. So we are a local center that provides free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, options counseling, and then also parenting education classes. And so we've just been in a constant for going on 48 years, hence we're celebrating 48 years of community service and just loving on the women that we serve each and every day.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you've grown over the years. Tell us all the services that you provide.
Yeah. So we, when we first started, we were founded by Dr. John Hillebrand and Mrs. Laura Meyer, and it just started with doing pregnancy testing. At that point, pregnancy tests, like at-home pregnancy tests, weren't a thing in 71. And so they would offer free pregnancy testing and women would line up around the building to get confidential care and find answers, find out if they were pregnant and have the ability to do it without insurance being involved or having that confidentiality was a big thing then. So we've grown significantly since then. We have two brick and mortar locations. We also have a mobile unit that we provide services to the community out of. And so we have our two main programs are Your First Look Women's Center, which is our pregnancy center side, and then Heart to Heart, which is our parenting education program. So we are able to serve over 1,500 women every single year. It's an incredible, incredible thing in our community that we are just so proud to be a part of, honored to be a part of it. So,
and you take it beyond just taking that first step to see, you know, if they are pregnant. You take them through that process.
Yeah. That's our biggest thing. I think oftentimes, especially, we are a life affirming organization, and so I think within the movement, there's this thought that we tell them that they're pregnant, we tell them how far along they are, and then we drop them.
Yeah,
but we
don't have an abortion, and
right.
That's it.
Right. But we are very, very intentional about providing education and empowerment along the journey for them, whatever option they're looking at, making sure that they know that they are loved and cared for, that we're showing them compassion, that we're right there with them. Oftentimes we see that women come in to our offices and they have no support system, or the support system that they had, if they make one decision or another, could go away. And so we are there to genuinely come alongside them and serve them in whatever ways we can of just being a constant for them and a listening ear and an open heart. So,
and now Heartbeat has gone international?
Well, so our original founders who founded Heartbeat of Toledo in 71, they went on to start a coalition that is now known as Heartbeat International. So the same founders that founded us, we were the original, the OG of pregnancy centers, went on to then found an affiliation, Heartbeat International, which has over 2,500 affiliates across the world. And so we get to be a part of that history and that legacy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very.
So Toledo is famous for something.
There you go. We're going international. Well, and you guys have a great opportunity for folks to come and help support the work of Heartbeat and have some fun as well.
Yeah.
As your annual fundraising banquet's coming up, tell us about this.
Yeah, so it is our biggest event of the year. We do it every single year, and it's honestly a great experience where people can come learn about the history of Heartbeat as well as what we've been doing this past year and be able to celebrate that and get a vision for what we're going to be doing heading into the future as well and find out ways that they can partner with us to help make a big difference in our community as well, which is coming up. I cannot believe that is only a week and a half away.
A cold sweat just broke out.
A little bit. I've got a lot of work I got to do before then.
And obviously it's a banquet, so there's going to be food, but what else will be going on?
There's food, there's some entertainment, and there'll be a talk from Leanne about the vision of, like I just said, the history of Heartbeat and what we're going to be heading into in the future, and then an opportunity to get involved and partner with us to change our community.
We also have two really powerful client stories that we're going to be sharing videos, and it always amazes me every single year that we do this, just the bravery and the willingness to share, because there has been such significant impact that they want to share and thank those that donate and make Heartbeat possible, which is just incredible.
Awesome.
So. And where's the location at?
It is at Hilton Garden Inn in Perrysburg. And the Commodore Ballroom, is that the name of it?
Yes. We just take over the whole place.
Pretty much the whole place, yeah. So.
Just show up and say, I'm here for Heartbeat.
Yes.
They'll know. They'll know.
So a great venue for sure.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's free.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, wow. Free food.
You beat that.
Attention.
We bought a fundraiser as well. So while the banquet's free, they're asking you to folks to come and with, you know, generous hearts to contribute to the work of Heartbeat,
Absolutely.
Which is a vital and important work.
Absolutely.
So there's so many tables, only so many seats, 2 days. Do people need to pre-register?
Or? Yes. Registration actually ends this Friday. And you can do that by going online to heartbeatoftoledo.org/events. There'll be links for both of the days that we had to break it up into 2 days, because if we did it all in 1 day, we actually wouldn't even be able to have enough room for it. So we have two opportunities for you to come and join us. And both those links are on that website at heartbeatoftoledo.org/events.
And again, it is free, but you hope that people will be ready to help out with the donation that night?
Well, absolutely. Everything we get goes to our mission, so that's the hope of the night. And we want to be able to continue for 48-plus more years to do some amazing work here in Toledo.
So do you have individuals who like underwrite the actual
event?
That
was what I was going to say,
Then that allows all the donations to go to the work?
Yeah, so we the way that we're able to offer it for free is because we have generous sponsors who underwrite the entire experience, people who have continued to support us at various events that we have, but they're just so faithful in giving. We have some new ones that we're really excited about, too, that are joining in our mission and are also inviting people and just filling the room. So it's really an exciting thing just to be a part of and to be in a room full of people who are passionate about the heart of Heartbeat and who we are and what we do in the community as a whole. And so we could not do it without those sponsors. We're very, very thankful for them.
You couldn't do it if Corey didn't cook all the food then. When
right,
you start
exactly.
cooking.
You don't want me cooking that. That would not be good.
It's Corey's ramen noodles. There we go. That's about all I can make. Boil the water, make the noodles, maybe a peanut butter sandwich.
There you go.
I think it'll be good right now. I haven't had breakfast yet.
I think it'll be a little bit better than
that. Yeah, it will be. Yes.
The menu will be a little bit better than that.
It absolutely will be.
All right. So again, for more information and to register to attend the event,
that's heartbeatoftoledo.org/events. Or you can give me an email if you need to. It's CPAYNE@heartbeatoftoledo.org.
Excellent. Hey, guys, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
In. Thanks for all your hard
thank
work
you.
And the good work that Heartbeat of Toledo does for our community.
Thank you.